Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
With the holidays coming up, all the different holidays, this is the time when you get forced into...
families.
You have to spend time...
You've grown so much!
Oh, God, stop touching my face. Stop touching my face.
Yeah.
So what we want to hear from you, we want to hear how your family puts the fun in dysfunction.
Okay. I like it.
Like, and it, the most outrageous one is going to just, we're going to crown you victor of all time. You're going to have, like, you're the most, it's basically your life is White Trash Newsflash, but in just like family, like you have that one uncle who's not supposed to drink, but on the holidays, he's like, I'm just going to have crazy. One hot toddy. And then all of a sudden it's gunplay in the streets.
Yeah.
And you're like, duh.
Yeah. And he didn't even drink the hot toddy.
Exactly. It's like,
what's going on?
I know families growing up in Longmont, that just happens. It's like Longmont PD. What, on like
challenge people to duels and stuff?
It's like, just, well, because there's your hunters out there, I guess, and just, I don't know. Sure. You're just stoked about Santa or New Year's and you just fire into the air. Right?
Hmm.
Well, Erin was trying to claim that she doesn't have that kind of family. Aren't you from Nebraska or something?
I'm from Colorado.
Yeah, but your family hails
from... My mom's
from,
side. Yeah.
There's got to be some dysfunction over there.
Well,
is your family tree a stump?
I kind of wish it was at this point.
Because you're just inbred.
No.
And corn fed. No?
No.
So you have a normal dysfunction family.
I like to think that. And then some stuff happens where I'm like, oh, we're suing each other again.
Wow. Oh, high society dysfunction. Wow. Lawyers.
What? Okay. But you did say that, like...
There's two people... Before the mics were on, I said there's two people that if I could slit their throats with butter knives, I would. But I still love them.
With a butter knife,
it's
though.
Just family.
It's just a slow way to kill somebody. Yeah. You should try gunplay in the streets.
No.
I can't wait for the game at Aaron's holiday get-together. Which two? And where are the butter knives?
Oh, my God! It's so right. You think they know who they are?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen them in years.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, we're putting this on you because I don't really have any examples I can say on the air. Because just like what just happened with Erin, if I were to say, who puts the fun and dysfunction in my family, two things would happen. I would take away all the possible scenarios for you guys to call in with. And, sorry, that's an inside joke. And I would out, like my family all lives here.
Sure.
So I can't talk about, you know, my cousin.
Okay. Because
then everybody would be like, we know exactly which cousin you're talking about.
Right. So, well, and one of mine lives out of state. The other one I just lives here and I just don't care about. But again, that's I don't know. That's just family. Like I would be cordial with them if I saw them in person. But then I think about the really terrible things that they have said about other family members.
Yeah, we need it to be more than just terrible things. We need it to
exactly.
be like they weld things and they, you know, write manifestos. We need you to call right now with the most... dysfunctional family. You put the fun in dysfunction. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have some family members. Mm. We'll leave it at that, I suppose.
Okay.
Who they were married and the husband came to the wife and said, I have a confession to make. I've been having an affair.
Oh.
And I have another child. And she said, I'm glad you're confessing this to me. The child that we have is not yours.
What?
So let's just wipey-dee-wipe and
what?
And we'll just
Just be done with.
Go forward. You know,
together they went forward apart.
They went forward, had more kids, and they're all happy. And like, no one really talks about that.
Oh my gosh! Do the kids know?
Yeah,
I mean, you could probably tell.
Yeah, they know,
but they're not related, like at all.
Right. The older, but then the younger ones are, because they were just then
allegedly.
Then they just continued.
Yeah, they continued. And they kind of put it behind them.
Wow. Right.
So it's kind of.
That is exactly what we're looking for.
Okay.
I want stories where it's like, my husband left me for my mother.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun and dysfunction.
What?
Gunplay in the streets, welding, incesty kind of. Okay, so with the worst ones, we just want the fun and dysfunction. 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
we're doing fun and dysfunction in honor of the family that's showing up at your house. And Tiak runs into the other room, gets all the calls, and then comes running back in here. And he just said,
there's a lot of murder.
Why are we laughing? This isn't funny.
It's what we asked for. Yes, they're delivering. Whew. The listeners are delivering.
It's a lot of murder. Wednesdays on CBS. Okay, Rose?
Yai.
Fun and dysfunction. What do you got?
Yeah, well, in Texas, they deep fry a charcoal. Well, anyway, my trashy family deep fries a turkey in a big old barrel.
Okay.
And they've got, one time they got so drunk that one of, they like throwing shoes in there and anything they could find. One of my uncles who had a rivalry with another uncle took his prosthetic leg and threw it.
He didn't throw his own prosthetic leg in. He threw his, no, he grabbed the other guy's leg and threw it in the turkey fryer.
His brother's leg into the turkey fryer. Yeah.
That is exactly the kind of story we wanted to hear.
Why any of it, though?
He's like, everything that they could find in the yard, they just throw it.
The leg is always the best part, right?
My
right?
leg. Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. This is so dark. Thank you for the call, Rose. Good luck for the holidays. Rachel?
Yes.
Fun and dysfunction.
Yay.
What happened to you?
What's happening?
Yeah. What's your fun and dysfunction story?
Oh, let me tell you. At my mother's funeral, who died at 62, my brother tells me this doesn't change anything between us.
Oh, that's a good time to let you know the relationship status.
So I told him to go get his balls out of his wife's purse.
Oh, wow.
And he said, are you serious? And I said, yeah, go get her. I'll tell her. Okay. So she, of course he went and got her because she carries his balls around. Okay. And she comes out without naming any names. And I said, you should stop carrying my brother's balls in your purse because this should change something between us.
Okay. It sounds like there's just a truck ton of dysfunction there. Good luck. Happy holidays.
I got to get my wife's purse. She just reminded me.
Oh, my God. What are we doing? What are we doing? Honestly, if you're driving around and like you're dreading the holidays, this should make you feel so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
It's like, oh, my cousin's like weird. Like, but not... Not right. this, not frying
She's
a prosthetic
just like really
leg.
Into Pokemon.
Right.
Like.
That's how bad is that?
Let's get to the murder.
Brian?
Yay.
Yay.
Fun and dysfunction, what do you got?
Totally dysfunction. So I grew up in a little town in Arizona, and my grandparents lived in a little mining town. And so we would always meet up there in the holidays, and it was great. Aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody. And my cousin, who had always been in trouble growing up, had a little too much eggnog one year, and he had a big old Chevy truck that really annoyed one of our neighbors. And so every time he'd drive by, the neighbor would come out and yell and scream at him. And unfortunately, my cousin decided one night to take out a firearm and start blasting, and ended up killing his wife and
destroyed
a little mining town. Yeah, so our family hasn't had a gathering ever since then, actually. But
yeah, you're probably not
that's
super.
That's a damper for
super
sure.
Welcome in the town.
Totally dysfunctional, but yeah, it was.
He went to jail though, right? The murdering dude is in jail.
The rest of his life in jail.
Yeah, no.
But luckily, I wasn't too close to him. Then
all right. Thank you, Brian. I was so much happier with turkey fryer stories.
Yeah, this is a little heavy.
Allie.
Yay.
Fun and dysfunction. What's your fun?
I'm starting to already go, should I be telling this on the radio?
Okay.
So this was a while ago, about 12 years ago.
Okay.
My niece, who is my older sister's daughter, she was 17 at the time and had a boyfriend who was, she was older, so it was a little controversial. She was in his 20s and she was underage and, you know, that type of thing. Well, we all hung out a lot, and we all went to this hotel, and, oh gosh, my sister and my niece's boyfriend, so her daughter's boyfriend, got a little handsy or footsy or...
What?
Ballsy, shall you say.
What?
In the jacuzzi. Yeah, and it was sort of hidden, but my sister would proceed to call this guy and invite him over when my niece was at my house or different places, and... Let's just say they did this something, and she got knocked up, and
she got knocked up by her daughter's boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, are they still together?
Yes, they ended up getting married, and my poor niece is like, oh my gosh, so now my stepsister's with spawn of the devil, you know, it's like, she had
and
a very,
also,
very
your boyfriend is husband. Your dad.
God.
I don't want to hear any more murder or...
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.